With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. sending more arms to Ukraine as efforts to secure a negotiated settlement have been overshadowed by fighting. Here's Jennifer King.
Trump administration has approved $825 million in arms sales to Ukraine, funded by NATO allies and U.S. foreign military financing. That'll include extended-range missiles and related equipment. The sale was announced as Russia continues to step up attacks, launching a bombardment against Kyiv that killed and wounded dozens of people. The Kremlin said Russia remains interested in continuing talks, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the major aerial attack shows Putin is choosing ballistics instead of real steps towards peace. I'm Jennifer King.
Labor Department says fewer Americans seeking unemployment benefits last week as employers appear to be holding on to their workers as the economy continues to grow. Applications for unemployment bennies for the week ending August 23rd dropped 5,000 to 229,000. Dr. William J. Luther, an economics professor at Florida Atlantic University, said not all jobs are created equal.
A lot of these folks who are in these jobs that aren't very productive are in them because they have been put in them by folks who want to perpetuate a very large government, a very meddlesome government, a government that actually discourages real production, genuine production, production that takes place in the private sector.
Investigators in Minneapolis say the gunman who opened fire on a church, killing two students and wounding 18 people, was obsessed with the idea of killing children. Police say the shooter idolized mass killers and wanted to terrorize kids. By the way, authorities say there were numerous reports of heroism, older children helping to save the lives of little ones. This is SRN News. A transgender problem at a religious school.
Roanoke College in Virginia, which is affiliated with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, is accused of letting a man join the women's swimming team. The Virginia Attorney General is investigating whether the school is in violation of Title IX and the Virginia Human Rights Act. Officials at Roanoke College say they didn't have a policy in place when the man joined the team and have since kicked him off, much to the relief of his female teammates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in Vietnam have raided another house church. A group of about 20 Christians worshiping in the Da Tu district. When police cut power to the building, they then crashed in, arresting three people, including the owner of the house. Open Door says this is all part of a trend in Nam, adding the quote, "Most alarming is the increased oppression of the unregistered churches." This is SRN News. More than 750 pressure washers are being recalled.
Ryobi brand electric pressure washers are sold at retailers like Home Depot. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says in certain models, a capacitor can overheat and burst, causing parts to be forcefully ejected. There have been 41 reports of explosions that resulted in 32 injuries and/or fractures to fingers, hands, face, and eyes. Anyone who owns the now recalled pressure washers are being told to stop using them right away. A free repair kit is available, which includes a replacement capacitor. I'm Ed Donahue.
Two minority owners of the NBA's Phoenix Suns suing the team and controlling owner to access records to investigate the team's business and financial status. That suit claims the Suns Capital Group may be, quote, withholding management information. More details at srnnews.com.